What's up, everybody? It's your girl Keisha from Put Your Phone Down podcast. Y'all, listen, I'm showing out. I gotta be on my Kanye stuff and pat myself on. No, that was Snoop Dogg. Anyway, I gotta pat myself on the back. I'm getting some heavy hitters, and I'm so thankful for all of it. But I am not gonna hold y'all. I'm not gonna do no long intro about what I'm happy about. I'm going to hit y'all with a bunch of talent. I got a mouthful tonight. Tonight, I have this talented young lady on my line. I'm very happy to have her on here because she is very booked and busy, and I'm not lying. Once I tell you what she been up to, what she does, and who she is, you will understand the magnitude of what I'm saying about booked and busy. So if you follow her on social media, she has a mantra on here, and I believe words have power. And it says, the first female billionaire music executive. Not only is she the first female music executive, she is a member of the Beat Club. She is a member of She Is the Music and a new member of Grammy U. And we're going to talk about all of that. This young lady started her love of music at 8 years old. Then at 15, she began making her own beats. And at 19, enrolled in Illinois College. When I tell you this young lady has been doing the thing, I want to give a shout out to Brink TV, where she just blew up the net with her interview on there. We got a lot to talk about, and I'm not going to hold you anymore on my line. I got Miss Symphony Seren. What's going on, girl?
What's going on? What's going on, Keisha? What's good?
You tell me, because like I said, we booked and busy. That was just like a small portion of, you know, your resume. And you really do have a thick resume. And I want you to know, I know we haven't met in person, and I will say yet, but sis, you out here doing your thing, and I really want you to know that, listen, I'm proud of you. So let's take it from the beginning. You know, started your love of music at 8. Let's take it from the beginning with that.
Okay, yeah. So I grew up, you know, East St. Louis, Illinois, home of Jackie Joyner Kersee, home of Darius Miles. I heard that Ike and Tina used to be up in them parts, but that's where I grew up, and I stayed with my grandma, and I have an older cousin who he was a rapper at the time. So I'm 8 years old, he's 18, he's 10 years older. So he would come up and he would be like, hey, I wrote this rap, read it, and I'm a rap it. So I'm up there reading it, and he rapping super fast on the page. And I'm like, hold on, you know, I didn't lost you. So it was at that moment that I decided that I was going to be like him and, you know, try to write some stuff. I wrote some poems. I can't even tell you what I was writing about, but I started writing poems and songs and things like that. And it got to the point, even when I would go visit my dad, I'm coming back home and I'm taking the tables off of, or not the tables, I'm taking the legs off my tables and beating on, you know, like trying to play drums, because my dad, he played drums and he played guitar. So I'm pretty certain that I got a lot of that from him too. But yeah, just being around my cousin, being around my dad, being around a musical environment, like, it just lit a spark in me. And I honestly feel like music chose me. I don't feel like I just was like, it really chose me, because ever since I started, I haven't stopped. I haven't stopped at all.
And it's the truth. I believe it chose you too, because I was listening to some of your work last night and I was like, my God, you know, just, we go move around a little bit, but just this female got these tight, dope beats. And one of the things when I tell you it is, like, I got caught up in it, especially your one, Solar Plexus. You know, we go talk about that, but that's going to be what I go to sleep to, because when you know, you know. when you know your chakras, you know your chakras. Yeah, but let's move on a little bit from the 8-year-old to the present. Like right now, you smashing it. But we all know, or some of us know, I should say, you know, it's a male dominating space. So you being this female producer who got these tight beats, what's that space like?
I mean, it started off really difficult. Like you mentioned, I went to Southwestern Illinois College. That's where I really began to start to get my music out to the world, because beforehand, it was all like writing and it was all just playing the keyboard and things like that. I didn't have the access to, you know, make an actual beat and put it out to the world. So my first day of college, I met, shout out to Michael Johnson. I met him, and for some reason, I needed a ride home. I guess it was raining or the train stopped. I don't really remember in detail, but he put Fruity Loops on my computer and he showed me how to use it. Before then, the only access I had to be able to make music was to go to school and get on their computer and, you know, kind of mess around with what they had. But him putting that program on my computer gave me the access to start creating. And once I started creating, I did not stop. I made beats every day, all day. Like, that was just what I was doing. And I would try to connect with people. A lot of people know my platform, symphonymusic.com. But before it was symphonymusic.com, it was CC's World. It was me with a website. And I'm showcasing my beats and I'm networking with other artists, trying to interview people, trying to do all these different things. That was the start of, you know, a lot of things that I have kind of, like I still do it today, but it's kind of been spreaded out because CC's World was the beginning of all that. And I would try to work with artists, you know, male artists, female artists, but it really wasn't getting me anywhere because a lot of people didn't have the access to create music. But once I started to actually step out into the world and actually be known as like a female figure who's making beats, it was a lot of pushback. Like, people was telling me my sound wasn't in. They was telling me you dope for a female. They was telling me all types of stuff. And I really had to, you know, become an authority figure and just let people know, like, hey, I'm not dope for a female, I'm dope. You know what I'm saying? And Pharaoh was the first person to be like, hey, like, you dope and you need to, like, he was the first person that actually, you know, outside of people that I kind of knew, it was a few people here and there supporting me, but Pharaoh was the one like, hey, you dope, we about to do this, you know, let's go.
Shout out to Pharaoh, because, you know, I can really only imagine the you dope for a female one. Like, they think it's a compliment.
It's not. It's not at all. It's not a compliment.
But yeah, it's like a straight up insult. And they say it with a smile on their face.
It's crazy. You know,
it is crazy. And I'm proud that you did not let that stop you. So we know Pharaoh, like, his work is dope. Shout out to Pharaoh once again. But let's dive into the world where your work is on a few people. You mind telling me, or the listeners, I should say, where your work can be heard? Because, girl, like I keep telling y'all, she dope. Go and listen to her. But, you know, who have you worked with?
Mostly, I can't name drop right now. But Pharaoh has been the most consistent person that I've worked with. And I've tried to work with other artists that are up and coming, but it just didn't stick. Or we would get to working and they would become jealous of Pharaoh. When Pharaoh ain't got nothing to do with what you, if I hit you up and say, hey, I like you, I want to work with you, I'm hitting you up and I'm saying, hey, I like you, I want to work with you. That has nothing to do with anything You know what I mean? And this was, you know, years ago, like 2014 and things like that. I do have some people, another dope artist that people should check out that I've had some work with is D-Jizzle. D-Jizzle lives in Atlanta. Shout out D-Jizzle. He a dope artist. You know what I'm saying? I can't really name drop too much right now because right. I got some stuff on the way, but like, I'm just keep paying attention. And if you want to hear like some instrumental albums or, you know, some work that I currently have out right now, I would prefer if people chime in with me at symphonymusic.com. But if you prefer, you know, streaming platforms, if you type Symphony Seren in, you're going to find my iTunes, Spotify, whatever you prefer to listen to music on. Like I'm everywhere. I'm all over the place.
You definitely are. So since we talking about that, I want to slide right into, that's a good segue right up here. You see how we flowing? Sifconda. Now, thanks to Brink TV, you know, I did some homework, heavy homework on
Shout
Sifconda.
Brink the goat, that's, man.
Yeah, for real. That was an awesome interview right there. I'm nervous to come behind that, but we you know.
I mean, that interview was all the way in October, but I really didn't have time. I'm sorry. Hold on. I really didn't have time to promote it the way that I wanted to. It was so much stuff going on at the time. But you see, I'm back on it and I'm promoting it now. But you know, that's what it was, and now we on Put Your Phone Down podcast. And
hello,
right now, you know what I'm saying?
Look, it is no time like the present. So you might have did it in October, but it's still relevant now. And one of the things you topped on, was basically Sifconda. And I think that this is such a dope idea. So it's pretty much, you know, a soundtrack where, you know, well, he referenced it as a book, or pretty much you go on there and it is a pretty much a song for every track. So you got about 15 songs on there where you just wild out, use your imagination. So it's all these different songs. And can you take me through the creative pop process with Sifconda?
Yeah. So last December 2022, Pharaoh took me to Nashville for my birthday. And I didn't know like exactly, you know, the specifics of what's going on. I just knew it was my birthday and we chilling, you know. So he ended up taking me to the movies, and it wasn't just any type of movie. It was movies where like it kind of synced to the action that was going on in the movie. So if there's water in the movie, you're gonna get sprayed with water. If there's shaking and stuff like that, you're gonna feel it in your seat. It was that type of stuff. It was a crazy experience. But anyway, he took me to see Wakanda Forever, which was Black Panther 2. And so I'm watching this movie, and I was already highly inspired by Black Panther 1. And I'm listening to the soundtrack and just kind of watching everything that's going on. And I'm like, oh, this is dope. So fast forward, we go home. And like, this is probably a week or so later, I'm making this beat. It was, I believe it was track 2. It was Land of the Free. That's the one that I was making. Land of the Free started off Sifconda. And once I heard and was creating Land of the Free, I was like, I'm going to make an album that's dedicated to this feel of music. And we ended up naming it Sifconda. And so with the title of Sifconda and the feel of Land of the Free, all the different tracks just kind of started coming one after another. And I'm not going to lie, like Sifconda was released October 2023, and like I just said, I was in Nashville December 2022, so it took some time for me to produce this project and come up with the concept and do all of that. But once the album was complete, I decided that each song was going to have its own chapter, like a book chapter. And I was going to create like this story behind, you know, Sifconda, like my own world and what that looks like, what that feels like, and more importantly, what it sounds like. And that's how I came about, you know, some kind of being a book and also the soundtrack to the book.
It definitely is. Like, you know, you got some, well, basically not some, all is bangers. And I think that for anybody who, like, let's say is working out, or we got our dancers that's looking for a good beat, you know, to dance to, this is actually the dopest track to do that with. So you got some bangers, like I said, Solar Plexus, Land of the Free, you mentioned that. And then, you know, big ass, epic beat, you know. Well, like I said, all bangers, and you can definitely take yourself there. So what, Land of the Free, I know you said that that kind of got your mind running once you saw Wakanda, well, Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever. So can you take me through, like, when you close your eyes, what did you see? What was your vision when you was making Land of the Free?
Like, I don't know. It was like, it was kind of just like, I saw like freedom from everything that, you know, suppresses us as people, not just Black, not just white, but we all have like different things that suppress us, you know, in the world. And I just feel like my music kind of helps kind of break that up. And you tend to be in a space to where you're focusing on the present moment, on the music. A lot of people tell me like my music makes them think, like, it first, like, what I get from people when they hear my music is it sounds like it should be in a movie. And it sounds like they get like real creative, like they just start thinking like all these creative types of waves. So when I think of creativity is music. And that's what I kind of wanted to portray through the whole album. Like, you make music, there's no structure. That's how Babe came apart, because I made Babe starting with the strings that you hear when it first came on, and it turned into some reggae stuff, and it turned into some electronic stuff at the end, because it was just how I was feeling at the time, and I just kind of, you know, put it all together. I just feel like music has no structure, and we should, yeah, you know, it's freedom. Like, just like we as people, you know, need to be as free, and music can help us do that.
I agree. I love how you blend it all in, because one minute you vibing, but it takes you, to me, it takes you through a journey where you just won't be bored, because you feel the beat like marrying each other. Mm. And I haven't heard like something like that in a minute. And I totally agree. You really don't hear beats like that unless you're watching an action movie or something like, you know, Wakanda or something. So you really made it universal. And yeah, I want to speaking of universal, okay? I started out your intro saying that you were a member of a few things, and now I'm coming back around because, baby, it's your time. Member of She Is The Music, also a member of Beat Club, and again, the newest member of Grammy U. I'm gonna say that again, and then I need for you to tell the people how important and just basically historic being a member of Grammy U is. First off, I want to congratulate you on that, but tell the people in the front, back, and middle what Grammy U is and what it means to you.
Man, it's incredible. Like, there's so many layers to everything that you just mentioned. Like, you know, I want to just touch on She Is The Music. Like, it's pretty much an organization for women producers, singers, engineers, music professionals to, you know, collaborate with each other and come together. And we have workshops, and we, you know, kind of inspire each other to just keep going in a male dominant space. Like, we have music in movies, we have music, you know, all over the world. And it's just kind of a space for us to be like, hey, we're here too. She is, the music is endorsed by Alicia Keys. She endorsed it in 2018. So, you know, sometimes when we're in our meetings, you know, like the little Zoom calls, and or if you can get there in person, you can do that too. But, you know, she's there, she's present, you know, she's, you know, an amazing person. And man, Beat Club, I'm just going to say, like, Timbaland is one of the great, he's top two, you know what I'm saying? Timbaland is top two. And ever since I was, and ever since Timbaland had a platform to call a platform to where he was inviting people to be a part of, I was submitting my music. I was like, I want to be a part of what Timbaland got going on. I want to be a part of Beat Club. So I remember I submitted some stuff to one of his first platforms back in Colorado. I think it was like 2013, 2014. Never heard nothing back. I want to say probably in 2021. Me and Pharaoh, we was homeless living in a hotel room, like, just, you know, just trying to make shit happen. And I saw Timbaland post about Beat Club, like the new Beat Club or whatever. I went ahead, submitted my music, didn't hear nothing back. Fast forward, May 2023, I get an email, you're invited to join Beat Club. I'm like, oh my God, like that was incredible. And I was able to have like a conference call with, you know, other aspiring producers, and Timbaland was there, his team was there. Like, it was crazy. But like Grammy U, that's, a lot of people don't know this about me, but when I was little, I used to, like, whenever somebody made me mad, I would be like, you're not coming to my party. Now, mind you, I didn't have no party coming up. This is just something that I used to tell people, and I told people this from when I was little all the way until me as an adult. And the party that I was referring to was when I win my Grammy, you're not coming to my party because you done pissed me off. Right? So... just with that being said, like, I didn't know about Grammy U, but a couple years ago, they have this thing called the Recording Academy, and there's different opportunities with it. And I always wanted to be a member, but you have to have, you know, different qualifications to do that. You got to have, you know, like, people write letters and all that, which is cool, you know, but a lot of people don't want to write me no letter because they don't like me. But anyway, so basically, Grammy U is a chapter where if you're a student or if you're in a certain age bracket, you can fill out the application. I'm a full sales student right now as of this end of last year. And I went ahead and, you know, did some research and filled out the application. You know, they hit me back. Hey, you're in. And like the rest is history. And now I'm about to be in a conference call on February 2nd with freaking Haley. What's her name? Chloe Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah, we doing it. Like, it's all of it. Like, I use these opportunities because, listen, a lot of people want neighborhood popularity. I want a Grammy. That's what I want. So that's a part of that. That's a part of that aspiration right there.
Oh my gosh. And aren't you on your way, just from 8 years old, the love of music, you know, being around music, like you said, it chose you. And it's like, look, I'm just happy that I got you on here, because one day you gonna just be too damn busy. And I'm like, damn. So, speaking of being busy, you know, you got a lot of social platforms, and I don't want people to miss a thing. You also have an abundance. We only talked about a few, but you got an abundance of albums on your website. You also, you know, got a few social platforms. I feel like I'm following majority on a social media platform. But this is your time to wild out, let people know, you know, all the things that you got going on and where can we find you?
Well, definitely. So if you, like I said earlier, symphonymusic.com is where you can find everything. I spell my name with a C. That's C-Y-M-P-H-A-N-I music.com. You can also put the little at symbol in front of that, and you can follow me on Twitter, Snapchat, TikTok, LinkedIn, wherever you want to find me. Like, I'm everywhere. Facebook, you can type in Symphony Music. You can also type in Symphony Music Productions or Symphony Seren. I've seen sometimes when I type in Pharaoh name, my stuff pop up too. So, you know, you following me, you following him, you following him, you following me. So I just encourage everybody to, you know, follow me on those networks. Also be on the lookout for the Wait On It album, produced fully by Symphony Seren, by Pharaoh. That's going to come to you very soon. I can't, like I said, I can't drop no names and I can't drop no dates, but Wait On It coming to you soon. I have 7 instrumental albums out on all platforms. You can check those out. Simconda was the last one I dropped. But yeah, that's what we doing.
And on top of that, I just got to say, for people that's, you know, on social platforms such as Facebook, when y'all making these reels, type her name in too, baby. Let me explain. I went and made a reel and I just used her beat. That's just how much and dope she is in this music world. And like she said, you type her name in, you go see some Pharaoh's work too. So the work is phenomenal. Like, before we wrap up, again, I want to tell you I'm proud of you. It's a lot of young ladies who have probably given up because they weren't being taken seriously in, you know, the music world. We hear it a lot. Women talk about how they had to fight to get their voice heard or fight to get a seat at the table to even be a part of this music industry. If it's something that you could leave, not just young women, but, you know, I want to target them. You got their ear. Is it something that you would want them to know about the power of not giving up?
Yeah, like, just don't. Like, don't give up. We in a world of technology right now. You can do anything you want to do, and you can do it from your phone. You don't need, like you and me talked about earlier, you don't need a big studio. You can do this stuff on your own. I went to college for graphic design. I do a lot. I don't do all of my graphics, but I do some of my graphics. I know how to edit videos. I know how to record. I'm in school for, you know, to better my education in music production. Like, it's just, the world is too big. And if they're not taking you serious and one at one table, move to another table or create your own. It's just, it's a lot of different ways to do a lot of different things. So definitely just don't give up. If you keep going, you're going to find your tribe. You're going to find the people that rock with you, and you're going to be straight. So, you know, just keep going.
I agree. So listen, I don't want to let you go, but before I let you go, I want to kind of get back into, and I'm going to keep talking about this because I don't think people get the magnitude. She is the music Beat Club Grammy U. You told such a phenomenal story about basically it's at most of these points in your life, you bet it on you, especially with the Beat Club. I know you mentioned, look, let me just send it out. At first, you didn't hear anything, but the excitement that you got when you got that email with Grammy U, it was kind of the same thing. I'm going to start using that catchphrase too. You're not coming to my party. Okay. Like, we're going to make that a catchphrase. But with Grammy U, what can you do now that you are a member with Grammy U? Can you talk about that for before, you know, we wrap up?
It just kind of fully endorses that I am the first female billionaire music executive and mogul. Period. Like, it endorses it. It puts me at, I mean, of course I still have to do work. This isn't something that's, it's not like, oh, I got a seat at the table and I don't got, no, I still have to work. I have to network with people in the Grammy U Network so I can further my goals. So right now what I'm doing is I'm pretty much making myself known, connecting with people, you know, seeing how I can be of service. Like, a lot of people don't know that's very important. You have to, like, when God gives you something, you have to be of service. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm being of service. How can I help people? How can I put myself in a better position to help people and other women in music to do that? So it's not just something that's like, oh, well, I got there and I'm done. Every organization that I'm a part of, I still have to work to make myself be known. I still have to work to make the organizations. I'm pretty much like a brand ambassador for all three of these organizations. And then I still have to work and I still have to present myself in a certain way, because once you're in these organizations, you can't just like wow out on social media be cussing people out doing all that. Like, no, like I have to be professional and poised when I'm making posts and tagging these people name in it and doing this and doing that. So it's pretty much just an extension to help me go further as far as I'm trying to go or want to go in the industry, because you can place yourself in these organizations, you can place yourself in school, you can place yourself around people doing a bunch of stuff, and you still can be stuck because you're not working. So very important. You have to do the work.
Y'all heard her. I got the first female billionaire music executive mogul on here. We got this young lady who is doing the damn thing. And I'm happy to have her on here. Miss Symphony Saran. Y'all know where you can find her. Get you a Symphony beat. Okay, hashtag. It's been a pleasure. I want y'all to listen to everything that she got on her website. She not going to stop. Y'all, give this lady all the flowers that she deserves, because she out here grinding and paving the way. She's paving the way. So, until the next time, y'all, pass this episode around. You will not go wrong. You will be nothing but inspired and encouraged. I got my girl on the line. And until the next time, y'all, be easy. It's your girl, Keisha, from Put Your Phone Down Podcast.